My dear children and adults, we celebrate today the feast of Saint Agatha, one of the great virgin martyrs, a young martyr that adorned the early church. And she was martyred on the island of Sicily, that is part of Italy, and was tortured before her death. So she's a great model and example to us of perseverance in the faith and willingness to lay down her life for her faith and also for her vow of virginity. But today is also the feast of some other martyrs, the martyrs of Japan. Now, I know some of you have read the wonderful book by Saint Alphonsus entitled The Victories of the Martyrs. And if you have read that book, you know that in the back of the book, the last 30, 40, 50 pages are stories about the martyrs of Japan. These martyrs were very heroic and very strong in their faith and counted it a joy to shed their blood for Christ. And among the martyrs of Japan were the 40 martyrs of Nagasaki, among whom was Saint Philip of Jesus. Saint Philip of Jesus was born in Mexico City, and he was the first martyr of the Americas to be put to death on foreign soil, one of the American saints. But I would like to read a short section here from Butler's Lives of the Saints on the martyrs of Japan. About 40 years after St. Francis Xavier's death, a persecution broke out in Japan, and all Christian rites were forbidden under pain of death. A confraternity of martyrs was at once formed, the object of which was to die for Christ. Even the little children joined in. Peter, a Christian child 6 years old, was awakened early and told that he was to be beheaded together with his father. Strong in grace, he expressed his joy at the news, dressed himself in his best clothing, and took the hand of the soldier who was to lead him to death. The headless trunk of his father first met his view. Calmly kneeling down, he prayed beside the corpse, and loosening his collar, prepared his neck for the stroke. Moved by this touching scene, the executioner threw down his sword and fled. None but a brutal slave could be found for the murderous task. With unskilled and trembling hand, he hacked the child, who at last died without uttering a single cry. Christians were branded with the cross, or all but buried alive. The least shudder under their anguish was interpreted into apostasy. The obstinate were put to the most cruel deaths, but the survivors only envied them. Five noblemen were escorted to the stake by 40,000 Christians with flowers and lights, singing the Litany of Our Lady as they went. In the great martyrdom, at which thousands also assisted, the martyrs sent up a flood of melody from the fire, which only died away as one after another went to sing the new song in heaven. Later on, a more awful doom was invented. The victims were lowered into a sulphurous chasm called the mouth of hell, near which no bird or beast could live. The chief of these, Paul Wyborg, whose family had been already put to death for the faith, was three times let down. He cried with a loud voice, "Eternal praise be to the ever adorable sacrament of the altar." On the third time, he went to his reward. It is just amazing to read the heroism of the martyrs of Japan and how they actually rejoiced when they found out that they were going to be put to death for the faith, because they realized that it was a great blessing to die for the faith and for love of Christ. But let us all remember, especially now as we turn our thoughts to Lent, which comes up in another month, let us also remember that our daily life is a sort of martyrdom. By carrying our cross and offering up each little pain, each little sacrifice that comes our way, we live a sort of dry martyrdom, very pleasing to our Lord. If we carry our cross and fulfill our daily duty without complaining and offer up all of the sacrifices that come our way, this is a very pleasing sacrifice to our Lord and is, in a sense, a martyrdom. Saint Agatha, pray for us. You holy martyrs of Japan, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.